blah, 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 blah,
Hello, Sean.
Hello.
Sean, there's only two of us today.
I know. It feels empty, like there's a space in between us, but there's no one there.
I know.
What are we going to do about this?
I miss Kyle. May he rest in peace.
I know. And no one knows how that cougar got in there either.
You mean like the really hot lady or the animal?
Yeah, she ripped them apart.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good name, naming her a cougar.
I know.
She acted like one. I mean, I told him no, but he was like, oh, man, this is on my bucket list.
I got this.
Like,
no,
right,
you
bro.
Don't.
Now he has no head.
How are you gonna talk without a head?
I don't know, man. People have been doing that for years. Ba-doops.
I don't get it.
I'm saying people don't have brains.
Oh.
I guess it wasn't delivered that well.
Oh, blondes.
Well, oh, you know what this is? This is episode 3.
Oh.
We made it.
To
2
3.
Months later.
To 3.
With so many interruptions and other crap in the way.
Someone was on vacation.
Yeah.
How was that, by the way, vacation?
I had a great time. Family and I went out to Las Vegas, did some sightseeing, drove.
Vegas vacation.
Yeah, just like the movie. Just as wacky, too.
Mm.
We drove to a bunch of canyons in Arizona and New Mexico, saw the
Grand Canyon?
No.
Well,
no,
then what's the point?
Yeah, you're right. We went to Canyon de Chelly, Petrified Forest.
Did it make you petrified?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Would
you like to have a Swedish fish?
Oh, don't tempt me. so good.
That sounds like something. I can't put the words what it is, but it sounds like something.
But when we went out to New Mexico, we went to the VLAs, the Very Large Arrays, which I think they're in Independence Day.
Those isn't that the MTV award show?
Boop. You know, there's the giant satellite dishes that face up to the sky. It was really cool. I'll show you the pictures.
Okay.
And then I won $150. We went back to, we circled back to Las Vegas at the very end, and I won $150 on roulette.
On roulette, eh?
Yes.
Huh. I've never been a big fan of roulette.
It wasn't like a gradual, like.
Well, how much did you start with?
20.
Just 20.
But I was with my cousins from Texas, and they had a ton of money.
Yeehaw!
On them. Yeah.
Is that what they say?
Yeah. they had a ton of money on them.
Why?
They got jobs.
Oh. They ain't got a good point.
And they had a ton of money on them. And
did they win anything?
Yeah, they won some money. I don't really remember how much. But they just kept giving me 20s that I kept putting into the machine. And then eventually, like, just I would win 50 here, and then I'd win 50 there, then another 50. And then it was like, woo!
So how much total? Just 150 total?
Yeah.
And where's that money right now?
I gradually spent it.
Oh, okay. Hopefully not frivolously spending.
No, I mean, it kept me from touching my bank account for weeks.
Oh.
So it was money put to good use.
Mm. So that was most of August.
Yeah.
In fact, I think you were out there for a couple years, if I'm not mistaken.
A lot happened when I was out there. I'm single again.
Uh-oh.
Ladies. Wink, wink.
Don't tempt him.
What about you? What have you been up to?
Just working.
At the good old NFL?
Yeah, the NFL, the no fun league. yeah, that's pretty much it. Just work. And you get to be on vacation while everyone else goes to school and work.
Well, I mean, no one was at school when I was on vacation.
But now they are. It's back to school
time.
Yeah,
and I wish I had a job, so.
Has it sunk in yet that you're not in school?
You know, when I was driving here before and I passed the sign that said Rowan University, it all just hit me then. I'm like, wow.
Did you cry?
Yeah, tears swelled up in my eyes and I remembered all of my past memories. You know, that was a great 2 years.
Did you have to down your sorrow in a nice tequila bottle?
I wish. Do you have one?
That's a good question. I don't know. I have to check. but yeah, trust me. After a year or two, you won't even think about it.
I
didn't even know school was starting this week, to be honest with you.
You know, I saw, because my house back at home is right next to my high school, my old high school, which I'm 6 years out of, too, which makes me feel old. But I saw high school kids walking up the street today. I'm like, wow, that feels like a whole nother world.
Oh, yeah. I almost ran some over today.
They're so tiny, aren't they?
I know. What happened? When I was in school, we looked like adults.
Yeah, right?
But anyway, that's enough about us. Let's talk about things.
I just need a job. So if anyone's out there, give me a job. I'm really into video game journalism. Job. Speaking of video game
yelling
journalism.
Yelling job is not going to get you a job.
speaking of video game journalism.
Plug now?
Yeah, I put my resume and my blog out on this website called Game Journalism Jobs, and a very nice gentleman got me into his website called Corrupted Cartridge. So go to CorruptedCartridge.com, and you can see my news reports on there for upcoming video game news. It's unpaid currently, but I know in the future it will really send me somewhere, because these people are legit. They go to all like the conventions like E3 and PAX. So go visit CorruptedCartridge.com. We need your hits. And
what is that URL again?
CorruptedCartridge.com. Makes you like, you know, your old Nintendo 64 cartridges, and they're corrupted.
I see.
Oh, and now we have a fancy new logo, thanks to my good friend Matt Mansolano. Matt, thank you for the logo, and you can go check his artwork out at mattmansolano.com. I hope I'm saying your last name right. I'm terrible at pronouncing names, but if I'm not, it's...
I know, you're Grungy, right?
Hold on, I have my Facebook open right here. I'll just... Matt, MattMansolino.com.
And what is the website for your blog again?
Oh, my blog website is gameternity.wordpress.com, all one word besides dots. Game.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
You bitch. anyway.
Waiting for that.
So let's go into, I think you don't have to bleep out bitch. Make this
no, that's a fine. That's yeah. a fine word. I don't have a problem with that. Yeah. So it sounds like someone's keeping busy, even though.
Yeah, I mean, I'm applying to jobs every day. But enough about
aren't
me.
Aren't you technically working, kind of?
Well, yeah, I work at my uncle's banquet hall, the Bethwood. So if you ever need a wedding party or any type of party, go to the Bethwood.
Or a dancing fool
in Totowa, New Jersey.
Where?
Totowa, New Jersey.
Totowa.
Yeah,
is that an old Indian reservation?
It's literally right next to Patterson. It's an okay area, even though I just said Patterson.
Are there Indians there?
A lot of Spanish people.
Indians.
So anyway, let's dive right into it here. So, video game news. Kyle's not here to be my video game brother.
That son of
but,
a bitch.
I don't know where he is. May he rest in peace. Yeah, you know, it's PAX just recently happened. PAX Prime in Seattle, Washington.
What is that?
The PAX stands for Penny Arcade Expo.
Is that a Kevin Spacey movie?
Yes. I don't know the history behind the name, but you know, some things were announced there. Nothing too groundbreaking.
I think that joke is too much.
let me check real quick.
When was this?
About 2 weeks ago.
Okay, so...
yeah, nothing too groundbreaking. I mean...
Then why are we talking about it?
A lot of... because, Sean, I have to fill time. The big thing coming up next week, September 9th, is Destiny.
Destiny.
The most expensive video game ever made. $50 million.
No, 500.
Really? Wow, that's... Whoa.
Yeah,
500
no, not,
million.
Not 50, 500.
Grand Theft Auto 5 recently previously held that record, but now Destiny beat it.
Yeah, wasn't that like 2 something?
Yeah, like 250 million and now
something
it was
like that.
500.
Ridiculous.
Honestly,
number.
Like I played both betas, the alpha beta and the pre whatever beta, and like it's a really fun game. Looks great, feels great to play, but I just can't imagine like where did all that money go into? You know what I mean? It doesn't look any different from your average other game.
Well, I saw a extended trailer during football yesterday, I believe, and the extended trailer actually the graphics looked pretty good. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, so yeah, they look great.
Some of the stuff looked a little movie like, but then I saw like shorter commercials and it didn't look as good. So
yeah.
I don't know what exactly they're showing, if it's gameplay that doesn't look as good or the cutscenes. I don't know.
Like, I don't really think the game is even going for too much of a story. Like, it's just...
Looks like a shooter up.
Yeah, it is. It's a first-person shooter, FPS. But basically, like,
that's frames humans, per second.
Humans and aliens are now friends or something like that, and like you were able to go all over the galaxy, interstellar travel.
Oh, there's movie.
And then there's a
Christopher Nolan movie.
Yeah. And then there's like another race of evil aliens that everyone's fighting against. What else happened? Resident Evil, the original Resident Evil that got remade on GameCube, was it 12 years ago in 2002? 13 years ago? It's being remade again, remastered for PS4 and Xbox One. So it's going to look great.
I'm not a big fan of these remastered games, especially the older ones. I don't think they really do that much to them.
Yeah, I mean, they just make them look... I mean, I'll only buy a remastered game if I love it. Like, The Last of Us. I bought that on PS3 last year and 4 this year.
Well, you're a big Ellen Page fan.
Yes. when she came out, my heart broke.
oh, no, you can't have her anymore.
No, I can't. But,
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't know if I would get a... Not that I'm a big gamer anyway, but I don't know if I'd get a remastered anything, really. Especially something that was old.
You know, it kind of helps in a way, though, in my opinion. Like, I see myself when I move out, you know, I'll have my big TV in my living room and my PS4 there. And it's like, oh, I want to play Last of Us, but I'd have to go in my other room, my PS3, and play it. Now that I have the remastered, it's right there. It's so convenient, man. It's the biggest first world problem in the world, but...
Convenience.
I'm an American.
When are they going to come out with Pong remastered?
Pong HD?
Remastered in HD.
I think if you 4K. Took two straws and a crumpled up piece of paper and put it on this table in front of us, mm-hmm. and we played Pong that way, it would look better than it
so
did.
So realistic.
I know, right? Those hands look so real that they're moving it.
That's what I want to see.
Hands?
Huh?
Hands?
No, I want to see Pong in HD remastered. I want to see that, just so Sony can just be like, hey, look how big our dick is. Just look at this.
Oh, that's what happened these past few weeks. The really, really, really scary demo for Silent Hills came out called PT, which stands for.
There's more than one hill.
Yes, this time it's going to be multiple hills.
Oh, S word.
It's like the town I. It's like the town I live in. Just hills everywhere.
Yeah, that I don't like that.
Me neither. But anyway, so if you go on your PlayStation Store, it's only for PS4. Go on PlayStation Store, search PTP.T, and you can find the demo, and it is mind-numbingly scary. When we're done, I'll show you. And it is really scary. It's like, I won't spoil anything, but except that I spoiled that it is Silent Hills. You don't know until the very end. It's a very long puzzle, too. And the only way that I beat it was through walkthroughs online, because some of the stuff you have to do is just, like, it actually involves YouTube, using YouTube videos on your computer for the game. Like, you have to, and a microphone, the PlayStation 4 microphone. I won't go into too much detail. You'll figure out for yourself. But it is extremely scary. It's only 10 minutes long, if you know exactly what to do. And you will be scared out of your pants. So there's
that.
And it's the demo, essentially, for Silent Hills, starring Norman Reedus from The Walking Dead. It's his likeness.
Mm-hmm.
And people think that it's called Silent Hills because maybe it's like an anthology, like it's multiple people's experiences with Silent Hill. So it makes sense. Norman Reedus is just one of the people. But that happened. Sims 4 came out. I don't know.
I'm assuming one of the other people is Abe Vigoda.
I hope so.
You would assume. What is going on these hills?
What is that, from Good Burger?
Yes.
Oh, you're a good man. Resident Evil Revelations 2 is real.
Real, damn it.
In case you all were all wondering, you know, the sequel to that smash hit Resident Evil game that came out 3 years ago that nobody remembered. Yeah. And, yeah.
Well, the big news today, Mortal Kombat X.
Ooh.
Has a release date, which is April. I don't know. I don't remember the exact date. I think it's the 19th, but April of 2015. And pre-order. Did you see the pre-order?
You get Goro?
Yes.
Woo!
I know. Anytime I see Goro, I always think of
the movie
when he's just flexing for no reason.
Does he come with an extra arm this time?
I don't know. I don't think so. But I think I might have to pre-order. At this point.
Now, Sean, you just got a PS4.
I did just get a PS4.
What are your Your thoughts on
Well,
it.
I'm not going to lie. I'm kind of regretting it.
I knew you were going to say that. I'm not going to lie. It sucks.
No, it's, I mean, it's exactly what you think it is. I'm not going to be using it for a ton of games anyway, so it's, you know, it's kind of multi-purpose. I'm using it as a media platform to stream stuff, as well as, you know, I I'm into the sports games. Weird me.
Ugh, sports ball.
I know. So obviously I'm using it to play stuff like that, but that's pretty much, and obviously the WWE game, which we could, I guess, talk about a little bit if
2K15?
Yeah, because they came out with more information on that, if anybody cares. But yeah, I mean, I like the control. I think the controller's better on the PS4 than any of the PlayStations.
Oh, miles before. Dude, it feels like just so comfortable.
It feels like I'm touching my own balls.
Just, well, that must be very uncomfortable then.
Well, I mean, they're threaded.
You don't have balls.
My balls are threaded.
Oh.
Just like the controller. And the joystick, too. But
sticks.
Yeah, both of them. But yeah, I the controller's really nice. I don't really care that much for the earbud microphone thing.
Yeah.
It's a thing, you know. It's like
I'm glad it came with it for free.
Microphone. If you don't want a headset, it's fine. You know, it is what it is. The controller seemed to be holding up as far as battery goes. I know you have a problem with that a lot.
I mean, I play more games than you, and I feel that the battery gets sucked out of the controller.
Yeah, but I'm not going to lie. I am highly considering investing in an actual charger, not something that you plug in.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
It's like $20, I think.
Yeah.
So, and I only have one controller, so obviously that's a little tough because, you know, you can only, it's only me, guys. Hey.
I just feel like, I mean, I like the light bar that's on it, but I feel it's kind of useless because
it's very useless.
It's facing down, so it's not like I even
I never see it.
Because, like, when I play games, like, if I feel like looking at it, it changes color. Like, if I'm getting shot at, sometimes it blinks red. Depending on the game, it's a different color.
Seems
that's
like
cool
an
and all, but, like,
feature.
It's you know, a little silly because it's facing down, so I don't even see it, and it just sucks up the battery. I heard the original reason that space is there was because they wanted to bundle in the PlayStation Eye camera with the PS4, and that would be the sensor for it.
Yeah,
but then they
disbanded
that, and they're like, well, what are we going to use this area for? I'll just put a light in it. Okay. And it differentiates players. Like, you would be a blue, I would be red. I'd be player two, would be red. I mean, that's cool too, but, like,
No one's going to see that.
I wish that they moved the light, like, just made the PlayStation button on the controller, made that light up. That'd be so much more useful.
Speaking of the PlayStation button, I like how it's more easy to get to menu than the PS3 is, for example.
Yeah, I mean,
because I can literally just quit out of a game whenever I want. I mean, it might still be on there, but I can just get out of it and just go to something else as quick as I can.
Oh, and it's lightning fast compared to PS3. Like, PS3, you'd have to press the menu button, wait for all those little icons to load up, you know, little spinning circles.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, and you can't even, a lot of things you can't even do while you're in game. I mean, back in 2006 when it came out, it was revolutionary. I mean, back in 2006 when it came out, you couldn't even go in the PS3 menu for like 2 years at least. Mm-mm. They didn't have the ability for in menu
options.
You know, options while you're in game for the longest time.
I'll be honest with you though, I'm missing the start button.
Yeah, me too. It's options now.
I know it's it doesn't feel right.
I mean, if you think about it, the start button was always the option button because it bought up options.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I know what you mean. It's you know, just a piece of like video game, like, you know, history.
Well, the only example I have is the Madden game, obviously, because that's all I have now. But the way to call a timeout during the game is either you hit options to go to the menu where, you know, you have options and one of them's timeout, or you can hit the little touchscreen area.
Yeah. The big black button.
Yeah, the big black button.
Yeah.
To call a timeout. And sometimes I'll accidentally hit that black button when I don't want to.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit of a hindrance. But other than that, I would say I'm overall pretty happy with it. Obviously, more games are needed.
Yeah. Wait for WWE.
Yeah. That was a big factor. And actually, we can get into that now if we want.
Before we do, like, since every PS4 game that comes out is also available for download, are you more of like a person who
yes.
go and buy the game or download?
Yes.
So am I. None of
I like to have physical copies.
I like having, yeah, same here. I like having physical copies for one, and games nowadays are like 40 to 50 gigs, mm-hmm, and my mm-hmm. internet connection is slow as hell, so mm-hmm. it'll take a week to download one game. But I
yeah.
was curious.
It, and not that my internet's that much better. I mean, obviously it's not like that, but like I downloaded an update for when I first got the Madden game. It was like, you know, a couple minutes. It was nothing.
Hey, that's a weird thing, too. Every PS4 game I've gotten so far have all had file updates. And I just wonder, like, literally, I'm not even joking, every single one, downloadable or disc-based game, everyone has a file update, and I just wonder why.
Well, they can only put so much on that disc. You know, I think maybe they hold a little off.
Yeah, because developers are always pressured to get things out there, too.
That's true. That's true as well. They actually, a little off-topic, but I saw an article today where they confirmed they hope to have the capabilities of doing a 4K Blu-ray disc by early next year.
Would that even work on PS4?
No. actually, I think it would only work if they came out with a 4K Blu-ray player. But basically what they're saying is these discs now, they're hoping can hold anywhere between 66 to 100 gigabytes. Which is what they're going to need for a 4K movie Blu-ray disc.
I can't even imagine what the PS5 is going to be like in 6 years, 7 years' time.
I don't know. I'm not sure. But that's what everyone was like, oh, wait till the PS5 comes out. That's not coming out for a while. I wouldn't worry about that. They're not Apple. They don't come out with a new product every year.
Yeah. Or at least 10 years.
Yeah. So anyway, the new WWE game... They actually announced a lot of stuff over this couple weeks ago during their little Los Angeles press event that they did. Some noteworthy things. Obviously, everyone knew the whole Sting thing because, you know, he's the pre-order bonus in the game.
Do you think eventually they'll just give him to everybody?
Well, here's the thing. Because they did this last year. They did it with Warrior. You had to pre-order to get him. And then they also had a exclusive Undertaker edition where if you spent like $100 or whatever and you got all this extra stuff, they would give you a DLC that you could get the Badass Undertaker, American Badass.
Oh, okay.
And what they did, once they came out with DLCs like every couple months after the game came out, and then... Let's say, I think it was like February or March, you could buy the DLC after all these months. You could buy the DLC of Warrior and the American Badass Undertaker for like $3 a piece.
Yeah, sometimes companies do that. Like you get the pre-order DLC is only like time limited.
So he'll be there, but it's going to take a while if you don't pre-order it and get the code.
Now the question is, are you a Sting fan?
Not really.
Okay.
And I wasn't really getting the game because of Sting. I was getting the game because of how
John Cena,
of course, you know,
economics.
The graphics are
they're
nothing compared to what they used to be.
I remember to that Christmas 2001 getting my PS2.
Oh, of course.
And I remember getting SmackDown Just Bring It and thinking it looked incredible. I remember hooking it up to my living room TV, putting in SmackDown Just Bring It because that was the first game I got. Was
that was the third one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The first PS2 game I remember playing was 007 Agent Under Fire, which looked incredible. I thought it was like, wow, oh my God, I can't believe games look like this. And then I put in SmackDown, and I thought it looked amazing.
Yeah, and then you go back and look at it now, it's just blocks
my God.
With faces on them.
I know. I recently moved my PS2 up to my room. I'm like, yeah, you know, I'll play a little old game here and there for nostalgia. And I have an HD, like a really small, but I have an HD TV in my room, and, you know, that stretches out these games. SmackDown looks awful.
Yeah, you know you can set that on the TV, right?
You just
don't care.
I don't care.
But anyway, they haven't showed very much, but what they have shown is very impressive, and I'm hoping that, you know, they are able to back it up. My fear is, and we were talking about this a little earlier, not to break any superstition here, but what is this, September 5th, I think today is?
Today is
the 5th. Yeah, yep. Okay. And it comes out October 26th, I believe. We have very little footage of the game. And that's less than 2 months away. That's a little scary.
Honestly.
Because I fear a delay.
Yeah, but I can't imagine it, like, being any different from the other ones too, you know what I mean?
Well, there's going to be some, like, for example, they're doing a new career mode where it's basically like almost like a Madden game or a MLB game or NBA game. I think they're taking that kind of approach where you start in the minor leagues and then work your way up.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's kind of what Day of Reckoning did on GameCube.
Yeah, that's true. They're also trying to redo the entire created person mode.
Really?
Because I think eventually they want to start using the EA engine, where you can literally just import either photos or use the camera on yourself.
Oh, yeah.
And make a scan of your face.
Dude,
to put
I've been
on
waiting
there.
Years for things to do that. I remember years ago on Xbox 360 Rainbow Six Vegas, you can make your own you can make yourself as a SWAT team member in that. And I remember my friend Lewis had a camera, and that was the only game I've ever known where you could take a picture of yourself and put it on the game.
Yeah.
And I remember I took a picture of myself, and it took forever to upload, so I waited like a half hour for it to finish. And then it finished, and I was black, and it looked nothing like me.
The technology's there. I know the FIFA game that they came out with by EA can do it. I've seen them do it before. So it's possible. It's just a matter of whether or not they want to try that technology. It's
WWE.
A lot of, yeah, it's a lot, it's expensive, and you know, who knows, they already have enough server space dedicated to just people creating people, you know.
Do you think they'll ever have the ability to like just say your name? Like, I know they have preset names to say for your entrance, but if you put like Sean the Bomb, the computer would actually read it out loud in your entrance.
Problem is, you need something like Siri that could actually, you know, read, and to have someone of note sit there and record all that, like that's the reason why Siri sounds like a computer, because it is a computer.
Mm-hmm.
To have someone just read all that out, it would be too cumbersome. No one would do it.
Do you think they'll get better commentating?
No. They even made note. They said, you know, it's going to be more realistic, meaning they're going to talk over each other. I'm like, Jesus Christ. Just what I need. The horrible commentary on TV is going to translate to the game. That's just what I need.
Do you think JR will be unlockable?
No, I don't think he's going
to
be.
Bye, King. I'm back.
I don't think he's going to be.
Think of your family.
I'd rather see Crispin Waugh as an unlockable.
He descends from the heavens.
He has unlimited finishers. he can't take any damage.
He comes out with his Bowflex.
He's literally like Mike Tyson in Punch Out. You can't beat him.
And then Eddie Guerrero comes back. And then they like form a team called like the Undead Brothers.
I guess.
Crash Holly comes out from the dead. All the dead wrestlers come back.
Oh, just all of them. Yeah.
That should be the next gimmick for the next 2K16. Is like they last year was like, I don't remember, but this year is Monday Night Wars. Next year should just be all the dead people returning.
Well, we don't know what it is this year.
I thought it was Monday Night Wars.
We don't know.
Last year was Road to WrestleMania or something like that,
yeah.
Right?
Well, actually, the special mode that they have now, other than the career mode, they're doing that rivalries mode where it's two rivalries that you can play throughout like however many years that rivalry happened. One of them is Triple H and Shawn Michaels when they were facing each other. I think that was from 02 to 04. And then the other one is John Cena and CM Punk, which is very interesting, considering he is not there anymore.
Yeah.
Actually, they even made note. They said, you know, he was the only guy who didn't come in to get scanned for the game.
CM Punk?
Yeah, they're using an old model for him.
I've heard so much bad crap about Punk.
Well, apparently, because this is relevant for about the game, because he's in the rivalry mode, he's planning on suing the company. Because they're using his face and likeness in it.
Why does this guy have such like a bad attitude towards everything?
I don't know. This is a whole other subject for a whole other podcast.
I remember one of my big internet heroes is Greg Miller. He runs like a lot of crap on IGN. Greg, if you're watching this, please get me a job. I mean, listening to this. But a while ago, I was listening to one of his podcasts, and he was saying how he was at the San Diego Comic-Con. And he's a big WWE fan, too, and he ran into CM Punk, and he's a Punk fan.
Does he write the articles for IGN?
Not so much anymore. He does all the podcasts and videos.
Okay.
And he's basically in interviews, he's basically the internet's Chris Hardwick.
Mm.
Anyway, so he said he went up to CM Punk from behind, like he was approaching him from behind, tapped him on his shoulder to get his attention, and Punk turns around, and he, I'm repeating what Greg said, but Punk was like, don't touch me, I'm not a zoo animal. And Greg Miller was like, oh, I'm sorry, I just want to say hi, you know, I'm a big fan. And then he just would go, Punk went on for like, you know, a while about how he doesn't like being touched and how he doesn't even want to talk to Greg Miller. And Greg Miller was like, well, I was going to ask you if you wanted to be on my show, because he does his show on IGN. He's like, but I forget it. He basically said Punk was a major asshole to him.
Yeah, he's a very interesting person.
I don't see how you're a fan of him.
Well, I think he's losing many fans by the minute.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, so, again, that's a whole other subject for a whole other time. But
CM
anyway,
Punk, if you're out there, screw you.
The game comes out in October. We'll see what happens with it. Who knows, maybe. Hopefully it'll be good. If not, then I guess I wasted a lot of money on the game.
$60. Well, how much is the collector's Sting edition?
90? It's not a collector. It's just any time. If you just pre-order it, you get the code. There's a collector's Hulk Hogan edition, which is $100, I believe.
Which is on a new brother.
Is very, very unappealing.
Oh, I remember hearing that. Don't they like give you a piece of the ring mat with that Hulk Hogan signed?
Yeah, something like that. It doesn't really matter. And then you can get a DLC of Hogan. I guess I don't know what version of Hogan, but some version of Hogan. And it's I don't care. I've had enough Hogan.
It should come with like a clip of his mustache.
A clip on mustache?
No, like someone clips snips a piece of his mustache off.
Oh, just like one piece of hair.
Yeah, a few little stragglers. Mm.
Well, I mean, I don't know if he can grow back. You got to be careful.
That's true.
So anyway, we'll see what happens with that. Any other video game stuff going on at all?
No.
That we know of?
A lot of the things I know have been pushed back. Like, I was really looking forward to Batman Arkham Knight. But
yeah, that still hasn't gotten anything.
That's pushed back to like February. I really thought Metal Gear 5 Phantom Pain was going to come out this year, but that's been pushed back to I don't know when, because I was hearing that game is immensely huge, so I don't see that game
coming
out.
Well, that sounds familiar.
Yeah. What? I don't see that game coming out for like another year at least.
Hmm.
But, yeah, I've been, you know, having fun with my PS4. Can't wait to play Destiny. Been playing, I got Lego Marvel Super Heroes. That's fine.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How, for PS4?
Yeah. You know, honestly, it may sound kiddy, but that game's a lot of fun, and it is massive. There is so much to do in that game.
Yeah, I've seen those Lego games before. There is a lot of stuff, and it looks like it might be fun. I don't know. I can't...
I mean, I'll bring it over sometime.
I can't compel myself to...
I should have brought over The Last of Us. I think you'd really like playing that. It's like playing a movie.
Yeah?
It's amazing.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Usually if it doesn't consist of throwing an object, I'm not usually into it.
I mean, you shoot.
All the time.
No, there's parts where you sneak. There's parts where you walk and talk, and there's really good cinematics.
Walk and talk?
Yeah. Walk, I'm from Jersey. But yeah, no, that's all I can think of.
All right.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all.
I guess this is my portion now.
Yeah, movies.
Movies portion. How much do we even have to talk about here? Because
talk about less, the Emmys.
The Emmys? Well, the Emmys, you know, last time we were on the air, we ran down the nominees, which goes to show you how long ago that was.
Yeah.
And I guess the main story is Breaking Bad wins out most of the awards for drama. Lead series. I'm going off of my head, by the way. Lead series, supporting actress, supporting actor. And a few other, I think they won director too, not that really matters.
Mm.
But I think the big story here is that True Detective, I mean,
didn't win anything, right?
They won some small things, nothing huge, but they really shot themselves in the foot by not competing in their own category.
They would have probably swept it then.
They probably would, but you know, they had to get greedy and you know, and
yeah,
I guess that's HBO throwing around their ginormous wiener. Got to keep it PG here. And, you know, they thought that they could get these lead act. And you know what? I said this from the first day those nominations came out. I said, wow, that's either going to be they're going to look brilliant for doing this, or it's going to backfire in their face.
You know what? That's probably the last time they're ever going to do something like that.
I don't know. It's HBO. They got a lot of intestinal fortitude.
Now, I kind of feel like
whoever
votes for these things just doesn't care anymore. You know what I mean?
Well, see the as far as what?
Like, okay, Jim Parsons has won 4 times in a row.
But you have to understand, these people are nominated every year. Like, you get the same nominees most of the year.
Yeah, I know, but I feel like who's ever doing this voting, like these shady people behind the curtains, like, what did Jim Parsons win 4 times?
You mean for what show?
No, I mean, what was the award, like?
Actor in a comedy.
Lead actor. I feel like when they get the lead actor category, they don't even feel like looking at it again. They're like, just do Jim Parsons again. Like, I feel like they're that way with a lot of these things.
I guess. I mean, I don't know. I know that's probably a common conception as far as the voting goes. But, you know, that's why I'm not a big fan of the Emmys. Like, you know, you get the same winners every year. At least with the Oscars, you can shuffle things up a bit.
Yeah.
Even, you know, the Golden Globes sometimes, even though they're ridiculous, they'll throw some random stuff in there. But
now, what is the point of the Golden Globes?
It's just the Hollywood Foreign Press. It has no meaning or bearing on anything.
Oh, like the Emmys and the Oscars are the big thing, right?
Yeah, pretty much. But, yeah, so it doesn't really make that big of a difference, you know, because I know we're going to have repeat win. I mean, Modern Family's won like 4 or 5 years in a row for comedy series.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good show, but, you know, that's just what's going to happen. You know, if you get something that's been voted on multiple times, and people are just going to keep going in that trend, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, as long as they're on the ballot, they're going to have a chance. So.
Well, now that Breaking Bad's out of the running.
Yeah, and
maybe Better Call Saul will take its place.
I don't think so. I think that not that I don't think it's going to be good, because I really don't know, but I could definitely see the Emmys not taking kindly to the spinoff.
You think so?
Yeah, I do think so, because, you know, I mean, there's other shows out there that probably should be nominated for Emmys but don't get nominated.
You know what's never nominated for Emmys, and I think always should be, is Always Sunny.
Yeah, that's actually what I was going to say.
Really?
Yeah, because, I mean, it's on FX, but then again, you can't say that.
Fargo's on FX.
And American Horror Story.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got things that are on FX, but for I guess the comedy in it is so lowbrow. Like,
but it's so creative.
I know, but it's not very family friendly, or, you know.
I guess.
I mean, it definitely deserves to be there more than Orange is the New Orange.
Not a fan of that show at all.
Oh, it's because you have a penis.
Let me check.
Yes?
Yeah. Okay. I couldn't find it.
Okay, good. Whew. Whew. All right. So, yeah, that was the Emmys weren't really anything. I thought Seth Meyers was horrible as a host. I don't know. Did you even watch it all?
No, I just heard of the aftermath. No.
I didn't care. I don't care for him in general as a person or as a TV personality.
I mean, like, honestly, my only favorite late night person is Conan. Not
yeah.
a fan of Fallon. I like Jimmy Fallon as a person, but I don't find him funny.
No, I don't find him funny either.
Did I tell you about the Nike event I did a few
weeks
ago?
Yes, you did.
Ran into Jimmy Fallon and Tiger Woods.
Why didn't you shiv him?
Shiv Jimmy Fallon?
Yeah.
I mean, I could have just asked for a job. Well, I wasn't allowed. I was a PA, so I wasn't allowed to talk to him.
Oh.
Or Tiger Woods. But it's funny, because Tiger Woods was standing really close to me, like a foot away from me.
You should have put on a blonde wig and said you worked at Waffle House. You'd get a job then. But you have a beard.
I could shave.
No, that's Tiger Woods saying that.
Oh. He'd probably just be like, yeah, whatever.
Free waffles.
But he was talking to like his assistant or his friend or someone, and they were talking about golf. And I'm like, what are the odds? Tiger Woods talking about golf.
Yeah, it's almost like it's his profession.
Dude, he's jacked. Like, he is
no,
big
he's
as
not.
Hell.
Listen, okay, you haven't seen jacked. I've met football players.
Dude,
that's
I looked
jacked.
At him. You're standing next to me.
Well, but you're not that big.
Neither are you.
Oh no, I'm big.
Not like muscular.
No, but I'm big.
Ugh. All right. Whatever. Agree to disagree. He was a big guy. Muscular
I'm not
guy.
Saying he's not a big guy. I'm just saying, like, when I hear the word jacked, I think, like, you know, this big ripped up guy.
You know who
he's
was
not.
Ripped? Jimmy Fallon.
No.
No, he wasn't.
Anyway, what else do we have? As far as movies go, we both see Sin City?
I didn't see it.
Oh, you didn't see it?
I'm not interested. It's like DOA anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. It really didn't do very well, but, no, don't do that. Don't do it.
I got to send a Snapchat.
No, don't do it.
All right. I'm facing it at me.
Oh, okay. Okay, he is facing it. I don't think it was promoted very well. The only times I saw commercials for it were like on ESPN and other stuff like that.
I mean, I want to see it when it comes out on video.
Yeah, honestly, if you could just watch it without the Joseph Gordon-Levitt story in it, it's pretty good.
Is that bad?
His portion is pretty bad. But, you know, everything. There was a lot of boobies in it, so I know you like that.
Ooh, yeah.
Keeping it PG, as always. But, yeah, not as good as the first, but it's still not bad. Not bad at all. Obviously, Guardians is still dominating in the box office.
Dude, that movie is amazing. Like, I want to see it again so bad.
Look at Marvel, you know, just throwing a Hail Mary pass out there and a sports reference. I'm sorry, but, you know, they caught it in the end zone and, you know, won the game with that thing.
I love how, like, they were so, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, skeptical. People were just skeptical. Mm-hmm. Like, because, you know, Marvel eventually has to mess up.
Well, that goes to show you word of mouth, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's probably what hurt Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, I mean, Spider-Man 2 was not a good movie. Better than Amazing Spider-Man 1, but
no.
Just marginally better.
I disagree. Yeah, I'd be interesting to see, because, like, the next couple weeks, there's, like, nothing coming out at all. Like,
I mean,
nothing of note. So I wonder if Guardians is going to keep going.
I think it is. I think people are seeing it like multiple times.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
I'd love to see it again. It was just a lot of fun. I can't remember the last time I had that much fun at the movies.
Mm.
The next movie I'm looking forward to is probably Dumb and Dumber 2.
Really?
Yeah.
I have very mixed feelings about that.
I mean, it's being made by the same people, right?
Yeah, but I don't know. Like, the first one is just so classic. Like, the trailer didn't really make me laugh very much, and I'm just like, no, I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just not... Maybe they should have done it 10 years ago. I don't know.
Just like with Sin City.
Well, I don't think that's what the problem was, but other than that, I don't know. To me, like, my brother was asking me the other day, he's like, so what's coming out by the end of the year? I'm like, I have no idea. I don't know anything that's coming out.
What's coming out next year besides Avengers 2?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Is Ant-Man coming out next year?
Yeah, it's supposed to, even though they just started filming not long ago. I'm not sure. I know Avengers is the big thing for next year.
Dude, I'm going to have to like pre-order my tickets like a month in advance for that.
You think so?
Honestly, like,
I don't think so. I think it depends on where you go see it.
That's true.
Because if you're up in, you know, who knows where, and you go to see the Avengers, I don't think you're going to have that big of a problem. But if you're in New York City, obviously you would have a problem. I'm trying so hard not to curse.
It's all right. You can do it.
No, I can't, because then I'll forget to take it out, and then iTunes will flag me. Because, you know, they listen to everything.
Speaking of iTunes, I can't even find our other episodes.
We're on there.
I believe you. I type in the name of the show, and mm-hmm. I just get so many other things with the same. I'll show you when we're
done. Are you typing it correctly?
Yes. I have a confession. I don't know how to read.
Maybe that's the problem. Okay, Mr. Mayweather.
Today.
What else do we have for movies? I know there's not very much going on here. You know what's funny? We were planning this big movie thing for this episode.
What was it again? I don't remember, dude. It was such a busy month.
It was just going to be like a big, like, we're going to do two parts, and like one part was going to be like an entire movie discussion, and like we were going to play games and shit.
Oh, I vaguely
And all that just fell right out the window.
Yeah, because we were all busy. I went on vacation. I got my heart broken. That took up most of my brain space.
You got a new hairpiece?
Yeah. I fled the country. I came back.
You beat up. Well, I shouldn't be talking about that.
You know what? For episode 4, we'll do that.
You think we'll do that?
Yeah.
What we could do episode 4?
What? Nothing.
Let's take it to Glassboro.
You want to?
I think we might have to take a road trip.
We can, well, a road trip for me, not for you.
That's true.
Glassboro being where Rowan University is, our alma mater.
I think we could get people in there.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is probably something we should be talking about off the air.
No, you know what? I'm trying to think of where we can stay. Probably Jason Carubia's house, because he lives in Campus Crossings apartments, but it's just him. That's the most room.
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't it? It's noisy over there, though.
Yeah, we go to Corey's house.
Yeah, when, there's going to be drugs over there.
Drugs? That'll make the show better.
I know, probably.
You're
on drugs right now.
Yeah, yeah.
I gave you some drugs.
Ibuprofen. Ugh. My head feels better, though. Thanks.
That was actually Viagra, by the way.
My laptop's going up.
This is oddly convenient.
I thought I was just aroused by you.
I don't really know what else to talk about this week. This week. Oh, my God. This is a weekly thing now. Oh, no.
I mean, if we ever move in together, then...
Oh, God.
That'll be a weekly thing then.
Yeah. That's a personal thing. I don't think we should be talking about that on the podcast.
What do you mean, Sean? You don't want to move in with me?
No, it's not that. I don't know if I'm ready.
Not you, too. So, any movies this year that you thought were, like, excluding Amazing Spider-Man, because I know.
Horrible?
No, like, underwhelming.
Underwhelming. Oh, you mean, like, movies that I thought were going to be great and weren't.
And then you walked out and you're just like, eh. I kind of felt Godzilla was that way.
You know what? I was going to bring that up. However, and I've said this many times, Godzilla, first 30 minutes, great. Last 30 minutes, great.
Middle.
Everything in between, I'll edit it. It was shit. Okay. It was garbage.
It was just boring.
There was no need for any of that stuff that was in there. In the middle, and, you know.
I mean, I like Aaron Taylor Johnson, but he was boring. I like Ken Wantabon, but he was boring.
Ken Cinnabon.
Yeah. And I love Bryan Cranston, and he, spoilers, died.
He was wasted.
There was no reason for him to die.
He was the most compelling character in the movie,
because
at
the end, when they were trying to figure out who Godzilla was, what he is, and what the Mutos were, Cranston could have been there helping him. There was so much room for him.
There was no reason for him to go.
Yeah, he could have done so much more. I mean, I understand he's doing his Broadway play, but come on.
It was still written. I mean, the character was written.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I felt Godzilla was underwhelming. I liked it, don't get me wrong. Way better than the one that came out in 1998.
Oh, God. But saw the riff tracks, by the way.
Yeah.
For that, yeah.
Oh, was it good?
Yeah, the only downside is that I forgot that Godzilla movie was almost 2.5 hours long.
Seriously?
That's a long time for riff tracks. I don't know if I'd...
I can see, like, myself getting a little bored.
Yeah, it's very long. But the next one they're doing is Anaconda.
Really? With Ice Cube?
Yeah, that's in October.
My Anaconda don't want none if you ain't got buns, hun.
But more underwhelming. I don't remember seeing too much this summer, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I don't want to classify Sin City as underwhelming, because my expectations weren't extremely high in the first place.
I don't remember what I saw in the beginning of this year. Like, same thing with Amazing Spider-Man.
Well, Captain America.
Oh, that was amazing. In the beginning.
I didn't think it was the best Marvel movie ever, but it was still good. But I can't remember many other movies that came out this summer, to be honest with you.
I mean, I saw Planet of the Apes. Rise of the Planet of the Apes. Dawn of the Planet of the Apes?
The Planet of the Apes.
Well, that was a really good movie. I highly recommend that.
Yeah, I know. The director is a good director.
But I feel like Godzilla is the only one that I walked out of, and I was just like, eh, it was all right. And I was going in there extremely hyped.
Yeah.
And I was just like, eh.
The biggest...
same way I felt with Man of Steel.
Oh, God, don't get me started. The biggest surprise of the summer was probably Guardians, as far as not only, the success of it, but also the fact that it was good as it was for a summer blockbuster movie that was released in August.
They released it at the best time, when nothing's out, when nothing else is out.
Yeah, but usually that's where the summer movies go to die. It's August. I know.
That's their thing. They're like, you know what? We know this movie's good. We're going to place it into a slot that isn't good to throw everyone off. Boom, money.
I don't think that's what they were expecting. I think they just put it out there just so that they could just get it out there, you know, like just shove it. Because if you look at all the Marvel release dates now, they're all
May, November.
Basically, it goes summer, fall.
Yeah.
Summer, fall. So that's what they're going to be keeping. You're not going to see another Marvel movie come out in August unless it's like Black Panther that no one cares about. No offense to Black Panther.
I'm sure, honestly.
But no one cares about him.
If they made a Black Panther movie, they could do it good. Like, I think Marvel is really good at taking.
They made that already. It was called Undercover Brother.
The Black Panthers were in that. Panther. I feel that Marvel's good at taking, like, D-list comic book heroes and really shooting them into superstardom because Iron Man was a nobody. Well, Iron Man was, like, a C-list comic book
hero. Iron Man wasn't Iron Man.
Yeah, you know. Now it's the movies that really shot him up into superstardom. Same thing with Guardians. Now everyone knows who Rocket Raccoon and Star-Lord is. Nobody did beforehand.
Groot.
Except if you're a really hardcore comic book
fan. I mean, before Guardians came out, what if you told someone that there was a giant talking tree who all he could say was his own name?
I'd be like, oh, sweet, sign me up.
But most people would say, that's stupid.
Yeah. And they made it work. Like, my dad was not into the Guardians at all. I remember him saying to me, like, there's a talking raccoon in it. I don't want to see that.
I wish I never wore... Or what?
He's just like...
I wish I wore a condom.
You bitch. He was just like... No, he thought it looked like a cartoon and stuff like that. Yeah. He was like, I'm not interested. Then
The trailers didn't give you very much, which I thought was smart.
Yeah, and then... I told him how great it was, and he's like, fine, I'll see it. He saw it, and he loved it. And I'm like, so, yeah. Mm-hmm. And now DC's over there just like, I don't want to make a Wonder Woman movie. It's going to be weird.
Let's throw her in this Batman-Superman movie.
Let's have a no-joke policy.
let's have all these TV shows that have no relevance to our own universe.
Yeah, let's cast two Flashes, one for the movies and one for the show, instead of just having
Let's bring in Aquaman, because he's not gay.
Let's make him the guy from Game of Thrones, because he's not gay. Khal Drogo?
Yes.
Yes.
That's right. Damn you, DC.
They don't know what they're doing.
No, they don't know what they're doing. And then I think they came out with more release dates and plans and stuff, and it's all looks like a big mess. We'll see if it makes money. I don't know. They changed the release date of Batman and Superman.
Because it was the same March. Day as Captain America 3.
Yeah, because Marvel basically swung their... ginormous wiener at them and, you know, was like, hey, guess what? You had the spot first, but they were the bully. Yeah. They're like, we're taking it. And DC was like, okay, I guess we'll just move over here then, over to March, which actually is a good idea. They should be in March because they can get much, much more money in March as opposed to saturating the market in May.
Oh, yeah. Like, I don't consider myself like a critic, but me and you critique things more than the average person does.
What are you trying to say?
Oh, yeah. But what I was saying was, so the average person's still going to go see Batman vs. Superman. It's going to make a lot of money. We all know that.
You would think.
But I think, I don't know how, as well of them, I mean, I kind of think it's going to do well because it's being written by the guy who wrote Argo. I heard Argo was great. Still haven't seen it. But I heard Argo was great. And, you know, Ben Affleck looks like a really good Batman. You don't think so?
He looks like Ben Affleck playing Batman.
Batfleck.
Batflick.
Batflick, man. We'll see. I mean,
I'm not going to see it in the movie theaters. I've made that conscious decision.
Okay. I'm going to.
Tell me how it is.
Okay. I'll call you while I'm watching it.
Hey, you know, this movie's a real piece of
crap.
S. I don't want to bleep anymore. This is horrible. Shut up. You're ruining the movie. No. Hey, who's on the phone here? Me or you? As I was saying, oh my God, he just punched someone. Oh my God.
Oh God, Metropolis is getting destroyed again.
Thousands, millions of people just dead, laying on their bodies laying on the ground.
Did you hear that supposedly in the new Batman Superman movie that Superman's going to answer for his crimes? Like he's going to be brought to like court because of destroying Metropolis?
Good, somebody's got to do it.
I feel like that's more of a fourth wall thing though, you know what I mean? Like, they're only writing that in there because we, the fans, keep complaining about it.
I could see that.
So he's going to he's going to answer for his crimes in the movie and be like, it was good. I destroyed Zod. So screw you guys.
And then at the end, Batman and Superman kiss.
I have a picture online of a pregnant Batman.
Okay, that's enough.
And Superman is holding him.
Oh, God.
It's the actual leaked photo of the end of the movie.
Oh. Dude, you have that leaked photo of Jesse Eisenberg as Lex Luger?
Speaking of leaked photos, should we talk about...
Oh, the Fappening?
The Fappening?
Yeah, you know what? Let's end with the Fappening.
The greatest thing to ever happen.
Jason, tell us what the Fappening is, because I feel like this is like one of the biggest events of our own generation.
I mean, I haven't paid this much attention to the news since 9/11. I mean...
What is the Fappening?
Basically, a god from a 4chan...
Who was on the run.
He's on the run. I don't know the actual logistics, but he hacked into a bunch of celebrities' iClouds accounts.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrities being Jennifer Lawrence, who's the biggest, Kate Upton, who's the hottest, Kirsten Dunst, who's the ugliest, and a bunch of other people, like a lot of celebrity women.
What's her face from Breaking Bad?
Oh, yeah. Kristen Ritter's on there. Ariana Grande. A bunch of names. I can't find them anywhere because like all these are taken down. But
that's why you had to get them while they were good.
Oh, I'm not going to say it over air, but wink, wink.
Wink, wink.
Blink, blink. Yeah, no, I...
So these are hacked photos.
Hacked photos of
nudes.
Of nudes from celebrities, like from their phones they uploaded to iCloud. Just mm-hmm. So many naked celebrities.
And some of them, especially the Jennifer Lawrence ones, are very well posed.
And very risque.
Oh, well, it's everything there.
Like, it's like she wanted to be caught.
You wanted this.
It, you know what it is? It's just viral marketing for that movie Sex Tape.
I know you said that. I don't believe it, though, but...
No, I'm kidding. It's not true.
Yeah.
Mary Elizabeth Winston is on there?
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with her too much.
She is in... she's from... isn't she in Scott Pilgrim?
I don't know.
Isn't she... she plays Scott Pilgrim. No.
She's not Ramona Flowers, I don't think.
I thought she was.
I don't remember. Well, she was also the same... Whoever played Ramona Flowers was the same person in the newest The Thing movie. Is that her?
Yeah, I think that's her.
Oh. Oh, I saw her naked?
There's a weird filter on there, though. And yeah. we're critiquing these pictures right now, by the way.
There's like sepia tone, and it looked like an old painting. Like the filter made it look like an old painting.
Yeah.
And she's like... She posted on Twitter saying that it was actually her. And it's actually Jay Law, too.
Who?
Jennifer Lawrence, Jay
Law. Oh. I thought you said Jude Law.
And like Kate Upton's man, though. She is dynamite. You know, she's only like 22.
Is she really?
Yeah, she looks like she's like 32. I mean, in a good way.
I thought she would be a little older than that.
Yeah, me too. I think she got her start from like Sports Illustrated, right?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, she did play Ramona.
Oh, wow, damn.
Yeah, I called it. Yeah, so that's... But the money shot here, no pun intended, is Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, no.
And it's exciting because, like, this guy's on the run, and, you know, he's threatening to release even more, what if, including like, videos.
What if you, like, you hear a knock on your door, and it's him? Just like, here, let me stay, please. They're after me.
It's almost like the Holocaust all over again. you're hiding Jewish people from the Nazis.
Yeah, this time it's, like, internet... Porn leakers.
Yeah.
But I want to know is like how he obtained all this information. Was this like a really like well thought out plan thing that he planned for months or
no?
Was this something that he's just like, oh, I know how to hack iCloud now. I'll just see what Jennifer Lawrence is up to.
I think he got in very deep, very quick.
And I heard that like all these naked photos from these different celebrity females were all on the same account. That's how he got all of them. Now, that I find a little hard to believe, because how is anyone that dumb?
Well, I think iPhone accounts sometimes are synced up with each other. But then again, like, why are they all celebrities, you know?
Yeah, and they're all, like, I mean, I guess...
It's hard to say. I don't know.
Maybe there's a Hollywood inner circle of all these female celebrities.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Maybe they're all friends.
But I thought Jennifer Lawrence had a very, very brilliant response to all this happening.
What was it?
Her response was, you know, yeah, they're out there. She says, you know, there's nothing she can do about it, but she thinks it's not fair that the guy or people in general only release these nude photos of women when they should also be releasing nude photos of guys as well.
Well, maybe because guys don't take nudes.
I mean, I don't know, but...
Tell me one guy you know who sends nudes. Not besides me. I don't, I swear. Except on Snapchat.
Why? Because it can only stay on there for a couple seconds?
1 second.
Oh. Oh, penis. I don't know. But, like, she's got a good point. Like, it's I'm sure there's plenty of females and, well, probably gay guys who would want to see that kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I just can't.
Unfortunately, we got a little bit of that with the Fappening, though. I don't know if you saw that. You're not really a sports guy, but Justin Verlander, he's a pitcher for the Detroit Lions. He's, I don't know if he's married, but he's with Kate Upton.
Oh, yeah. He was on there.
Yeah, he was on there.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. But, yeah, so.
I just want to know, like, how these all got obtained. I'm just curious, you know what I mean? Like, just when
well,
I.
Well, we have him on the line right now.
And here he is.
Mr. Fappening.
Yeah, it's just, oh my God, it's just, it's not even developing anymore. Like, I haven't read anything on it in days.
I looked up to see, like, because apparently there's very small updates every so often. Not a lot.
I mean,
but
they took down the Reddit page.
Yeah, well, they had to. Yeah. And I knew they were going to. But, yeah, so it's like the big thing now so far. It might be the biggest thing this year.
Oh, yeah, it's massive. I remember Kirsten Dunst, a.k.a. Mary Jane from the Sam Raimi Spider-Man movies, who was also leaked on there, put up a thing that said, thanks, iCloud, and then put two emoticons, one of a pizza and then one of a picture of an excrement, feces. So get
She was high.
Pizza S.
Sounds like she was baked.
Probably. I mean, what else is she doing nowadays?
I don't know. She lost her gig. That'd be funny if she showed up as Mary Jane again. And
she's a lot older.
She's a lot older. Yeah. So, all right. So, I guess that's bringing the end to our episode.
Episode 3, milestone.
Yeah. I brought the cake out.
Oh, God.
It's in the shape of a fap. Whatever
they,
that may
should be. They should make a laptop specifically for porn and just call it a fap top.
A fap top.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad. It'll have a screen protector on it so that, yeah. Not PG. Okay, anyway, we should end this before we get not PG again.
Okay, well, remember, kids, I want to thank Matt Mancilano again for our awesome logo. Remember, you can visit his website, mattmancilano.com, MANSOLINO.com.
And what website are you writing for again?
I'll get to that in a minute. But visit his website, mattmancilano.com, for all of his artwork, and you can contact him, and he'll draw you stuff, and he's a really cool guy.
What if I want him to do a nude portrait?
Oh, yeah. He does a lot of mine. and then I'm also writing for corruptedcartridge.com. You can find my articles, and thus many others from the other contributors on there. We write for video games. I want to be a video game journalist. Someday, that is my goal.
Real quick, could you come up with a segment of articles every so often, and because it's called has to do with cartilages. This blows, as if like you're blowing the sun, but it's like reviewing horrible games. This blows.
This week and this blows. Yes, and it's like a picture of someone
blowing
off the
into it. Yeah, yeah.
Sean, when I hit it big,
money ideas.
When I hit it big one day, I'll give you a handshake.
A handshake?
It's like in SpongeBob.
A friendly handshake.
Patrick is sitting there just like... What about you? You got to plug anything?
Well, we have another podcast. It's totally unrelated, but it's professional wrestling. We were talking about it a little earlier.
Oh, False Count Anywhere?
False Count Anywhere. We've been on a two-week hiatus right now.
How come? People on vacation?
That, and we have to find a new place to record. But that's
because school's in session now.
Yeah, and I knew that was going to happen too.
But what about right here?
Right here,
sitting.
Right here.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll see. But we should be back up next week. And that's pretty much it. Look for me. Well, Hard Knocks is over, but if you have HBO, watch Hard Knocks. I worked on that.
What the hell is that?
It's the training camp show on HBO for the NFL. Watch football. Because I do.
Well, I don't work, but I want to work for a company like IGN or that thereof. So
you should make your own company called NGI.
I don't want to say that. It'll sound racist.
Why would it sound racist?
I don't know. Maybe I'm just racist.
It's not like I said NIG. It's just an acronym.
Anyway, oh, you also visit my blog, Gameternity. That's Game Eternity, one word, gameternity.wordpress.com. I update, I used to update daily, but I've been working on a corrupted cartridge a lot, so I've kind of taken a hiatus from my blog. And you'll notice on my blog that I have a lot of reviews of older games. It's because I don't have money, so I can't buy games constantly.
Makes sense.
But I'm really just using my blog to sculpt myself. Like, just to...
You're only one man.
I am one man, Sean. Or sometimes the women think I'm two.
Oh, but, well. Double up or nothing.
Yeah. But, So if you find a lot of old content on there, but with, like, newer dates, and you're wondering, like, wow, this guy's behind, just remember that I'm just sculpting myself, just practicing on my blog. But please go there and look and give me any feedback.
Even if it's negative.
Yeah, even if it's negative. I welcome negative feedback. That's what I live on.
Well, food and water help.
No, I like to turn negative, because when someone who's negative to me, I turn them into food and water.
Oh, yeah. I see. So, yeah, all right. So,
well, we'll see you guys in a month. Somehow we pulled this off. Hopefully with more people.
Yeah, somehow we pulled this off.
Yeah.
And hopefully next week, oh my God, oh, I'm so in the weekly mode. Hopefully next month we will have our big two-part extravaganza.
Yeah, I'll
super
remember
blowout.
What I wanted. I don't remember.
We need to have a ridiculous title for it, like the super duper two-part extravaganza spectacular.
Danza. Tony Danza. Tony Get Tony Danza. Danza on the show. What's he doing?
I don't know. Last thing I saw him in was that Joseph Gordon-Levitt movie.
Tony Danza Experience?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, we'll try that for next time, and all right. We'll see what happens. So, yeah.
Bye.
See ya.